We've had some discussions this week at our house. And I'll mention the man, and she said, I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to bring that up. Well, it's good stuff. It's about my Lord Jesus Christ. And I said last week, let me look at it so I get the wording right. Manna was promised, and manna was provided. Manna was new to the Israelites. It was a mystery to them. Christ was promised in the Old Testament as a son, as a child, and as a son, and as Emmanuel, God with us. He was a mystery, and great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. And when he come down, people said, who is it? When the manna came down, they said, what is it? That's what they called it. Manna was prepared in heaven, and it came to earth. And manna was a gift, and manna was provided to the hungry. Why? Because all needed the manna. And manna was pleasant to the taste. Now I want to look at manna every day and manna for the day. The manna was to be gathered. It fell overnight. It came overnight. Every morning the manna was there. Because every morning we need to eat. We need to eat. In this, and this is a type, but it was a reality for these people in, and I didn't even pay attention to this, and I read it in somebody else's when I was looking it up. Manna fell in the wilderness of sin, Mason. Guess where manna was needed? In the wilderness of sin. And guess where Christ came to this earth? To his people who were in their sins. But this manna was to be gathered every day, and the manna was to be eaten the day it was gathered. If you tried to store it, bad things happened. You can't take Christ and put him on a shelf and save some for tomorrow. Today is all we have. Now, if you live to see tomorrow, guess what? Christ will still be there. Christ will be there. Now, there was the exception on the Sabbath. The day before the Sabbath, you gathered twice as much, and it kept overnight. Because on the day of rest, which is a type also of resting in Christ from your labors, on the day of rest, you didn't gather, but you did eat. You did consume. You did take Christ into you. You do consume the manna. But that was the only day. And there were some who tried. And there's always some who try. To say, well, I'll gather it up, but I'll put it over here on the shelf. And I'll use it later when I need it. It doesn't work that way. He doesn't work that way. Every day, every morning, the manna was there for the congregation of Israel, for the chosen people of God. Manna was not to be stored, except for the Sabbath day. It was to be consumed every day. We are to feed on him every day. Just as the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, that word believes is present active tense. Every day I believe. I believe right now. And by God's grace, I'll believe tomorrow and the next day and however many days he gives me, I'll believe him. And by his grace also every day that I have, I will feed upon him. Even, and I know how life is. I've been listening to some of the messages that they've put on the website from Earl. And I thought it would bother me more. But it's just so natural. It's good to hear his voice again. But it's Earl preaching the gospel. And that's what I want to hear. And he would say, and he told, this life will bother you. This life will intrude. And your kids take up your time. And your kids occupy your mind. And your parents, whoever, this life, work, home, family. But always in the back of your mind. And I have found this to be true. And sometimes it still surprises me that while I'm in the midst of three or four interruptions at work, I'll have a thought, a stray thought, about Christ and how I probably shouldn't hit somebody today or something to that effect. Or things are bothering me, but I know that I know all things work together for good to them that love God. And I love Christ. And I want to feed on him. And it does. It helps me make it through the day. And he is always there, whether I know it or not. He is in me. If he is in you, if he has given you life, the Spirit of God dwells in us. We have this manna every day. We have Christ every day. But there were some. Now this is one of the places. What was it Henry used to say? You can't make a parable walk on four legs. Or you can't make a type walk on four legs. In Numbers 21 in verse 5. Well, the children in the wilderness, the people of Israel, are a type of themselves. Not everyone who came out of Egypt was saved. Walter spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. Anyone above, 20 years old that went in the wilderness died in the wilderness except for two people. Caleb and Joshua. They all ate the manna. Christ is going to tell us that. But they died. You can't make the type be more than just a type. But there is a reality. But Numbers 21 and verse 5. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Notice the order there. They spoke against God. And because they spoke against God, they're speaking against Moses. And I'll tell you this, if you speak against Moses, you're speaking against God. Because Moses spoke for God. And if you speak against this book and the truth in this book, you're speaking against God. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And here's the point, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Some people loathe the manna of God. Some people loathe the bread from heaven. I said it a while back, well, I think actually last week. Sign, a wonder, a miracle, seeing one of those never saved anyone.
Right.
All of the works that God had done for the people that he brought out of Egypt, all those works that they saw, the pillar of fire by night, the cloud by day, the division between Pharaoh's people walking across the Red Sea dry shod, none of it was of any spiritual value for their life. A sign and a wonder has never saved. Moses told them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's where salvation comes from. And these people had been eating manna in the wilderness, but some loathed it. They were fed by God every day. That's not normal. They were fed physically. Christ had that bunch follow him around the sea. That's where we're going to end up in John 6. Because he had fed them. He had fed the multitude, and they followed him because of their belly. And he told them that. You're following me because I fed you. But then he spoke to them, and guess what? They left in droves. And these people had been fed by the bread from heaven, and they loathed it. The bread from heaven, there are some that the bread from heaven is not enough. Now, there's nothing wrong with the manna if it's manna. The problem is with the people. The problem is with us. And the problem has always been with us. And the problem will always be with us until he comes. Proverbs 27 verse 7 put it this way. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Now, there is no full soul. I'll tell you that right now. There is no full soul. But there are some who think they are. Christ said it this way, the whole don't need a physician. Now, that doesn't mean there's anybody whole, but they think they are. There are those who will argue me to death about limited atonement, about Christ's work, about his gospel. There are those who preach another gospel, which is not another. They think they have the answers. They think they know God, but they don't speak according to this book. And they will not have the bread from heaven. There is no spiritually whole people, but there's some that think they are. There have always been apostates. And there are apostates now. Walter, I don't know. I get this stuff stuck in my head, and it's stuck. Because there I am. I read this, and there I am at the parable of the sower. It describes three grounds in the parable of the sower that are not good, and one ground that's good. Two of these grounds have a reception of the seed, and an effect happens. The thorny ground grows up, but it's choked to death. Those that fall, that the seed falls on stony ground, it springs up and they receive it with joy. But neither one of them bear any fruit. Neither one of them will bear any fruit. What it says in the stony ground, persecution comes. And like the heat of the sun, it burns it up. Yeah. And they can't take it, and they won't have it, and right. they leave.
Right.
Why? Because their soul loatheth this light
right.
bread.
That's exactly right.
They loathe the manna mm-hmm. of God. They loathe the Christ of God.
Yeah.
And in that parable Jesus spoke, there was a nobleman went into a far country to receive himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and he gave them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Here's the point that I'm looking for. But his citizens hated him. Now they're his citizens. He owns this place.
Yeah.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah.
He has power over all flesh.
Right.
What? To give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. But he's got power over all flesh.
Right.
But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us.
Yeah.
And that's the message of this world. They loathe the manna.
Yeah.
They loathe Christ, and they won't have this man. But fortunately, it's not up to them. Because it says he is a certain nobleman. Mm-hmm. Now, a nobleman has a right, and not only a right, he has a duty to rule and to reign.
Sure.
And he's gone to receive his kingdom, and guess what? He's coming back. But these two grounds, the thorny ground and the stony ground, they have a semblance of life.
Sure. Yeah.
They have a semblance of life. And we've seen it here in this place where people will come and they've made a profession. Some of them have even been baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll leave. And this is why they leave. Because this light bread is not enough for them.
Right. Right.
It's enough for the people of God.
Right.
My soul does not loathe this light bread. But there are those, they don't love it, they don't crave it, they don't desire it, and that it comes to the point where they hate it. It used to be a Delta commercial. We love to fly, and it shows. Well, I love the gospel. That's why I'm here. I love hearing about my Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here. It will show. And sometimes the hatred will show. They want something more because the bread from heaven, the food from God, is not enough for them. They may have been happy to have it at one time.
Yeah, sure.
They receive it with joy, it says, some of them.
Yeah.
But now their soul loatheth yeah. this light bread. What changed? It wasn't the manna.
It wasn't the manna.
It wasn't the manna. What's different? It's not the manna. This is the eternal gospel
yeah.
of Jesus Christ. The manna hasn't changed. But whether it be from outside or from within their own selves, somehow something has started eating at them to where they got to the point they loathe this
yeah,
light manna.
That's right.
And you can get outside pressure on people.
Sure.
I've had outside pressure on me. And some of you, I know, have had outside pressure on you from within your own families, your friends. But by His grace, I still love the manna.
Yeah.
I still love to hear of my Lord Jesus Christ. The problem is with them. It's not with Christ and His gospel.
Right.
And they may throw an excuse, all you preach is election, Walter. Or I'm trying to to help get somebody out of a cult. They may have made a profession. And we are told to hold fast our profession. We are not told to hold fast to our profession.
Right.
We are still to love the manna. Every day.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to Walter a few days ago where it says the just shall live by faith. Most of the time I hear that preached, I hear it, the just shall live by believing. Mm-hmm. Now, the just will believe.
Sure.
But the just live by faith, and faith is the gift of God.
Right.
And because of that gift, we believe. And we receive the manna. But there's nothing wrong with the manna. There's something wrong with people.
Yeah.
They may congregate with those who truly love the manna for a while. They may act just like those who love the manna for a while. But they'll get choked. And I said it when I preached on that sower. That's choked to death.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not, oh, I can't hardly breathe. No, it's choked to death. Like being drowned is the illusion given by the Greek word.
Right.
They will get choked and they will wither and burn up from the heat. This has happened and is happening and will continue to happen until Christ comes. Some will not have the manna because they want something more. They want something better, or just they want something different.
Right. Right.
Because for them, the manna is, it's just a manna. Yeah. It's a light bread. It's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now we find the problem out. Actually, it was before this in Numbers 11 and verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away and there is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. They said it. Our soul is dried away. Glad to hear you testify, brother. Our soul, yes it is.
It is.
It is, and it shows. There's a good commercial. Our soul is dried away and it shows. Christ said those who look back are not fit for the kingdom of God. He didn't say you wouldn't be later, maybe.
No.
But right now,
right,
you ain't fit.
Right. Yes, right.
Now who makes you fit? Not me. Christ makes you fit. These people were looking back at their slavery in Egypt, and I'm persuaded they're a little delusional.
Sure they are.
Yep. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether it's strong delusion or not, but they're a little, you know, we ate our fill in Egypt, our bellies. Well, they were slaves. Now, granted, some of them may have ate their fill in Egypt, but I don't think all of them did. Otherwise, all of them wouldn't have been so happy to go. But these people were looking back at their slavery in Egypt and they were desiring it.
Yeah, right.
Because see, this light bread is not enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
earlier, we want some garlics and leeks and onions. Now, I don't want no fish. But these guys did. We are to remember the pit from which we are digged. But we're not supposed to want to go back. As Walter was talking about last week, I mentioned it to him after the service. You know, you're not supposed to get as close as you can and not fall in. No, remember it. Stay away from it. That's what the memory's supposed to be. I don't want to be there anymore. And if you want to be there again, something's wrong. But it's not wrong with the manna. There's nothing wrong with the manna. There may be something wrong, but it's not with the manna. Figure it out. I don't know, I should say this on tape and on video on YouTube, because I do have a sister who, after her third or fourth husband, we began to suspect the problem was with her. It's truth. Sorry, Janet. But it's the truth. The problem's with us.
Yeah, it's with us.
It's not with the manna. If that's your desire for what you used to have.
Yeah, right. There you go.
If that's your desire to maybe climb back down into a pit. Okay, go ahead.
Sure.
Because all we got here is manna.
Right, just manna.
That's all we got. That's all we ever want to have. And by His grace, that's what I'm preaching. That's what Walter's going to preach later on today. And that's what I want.
Yeah.
And if you don't want that, okay.
Yeah.
We've had people leave before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not trying to run anybody out, but usually, luckily, we don't have to. The bread will do it.
Yeah, the bread will do it.
Christ will do it. He did it in the scriptures.
Yes,
everybody he talked to, somebody left.
Right.
Or went away sorrowful, maybe come back later.
Sure.
He confused some people, Nicodemus. But every word he spoke was true.
Yeah.
Everything he said was true. And he spoke to people where they are.
Right.
And if this is not what you want, this is maybe not where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Go ahead. Yeah.
And there's the door.
Mm-hmm.
We're still here because God, in His providence, has seen fit not to throw every apostate at us at one time. Because if everybody that had left here was here at one time, they'd outnumber us.
Yeah,
we'd get voted out. But God sent them ones and twos, and then they left. And I thank God for it. And all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And I know that to be so.
Amen. That's right.
People leave because they want to. Now, they might leave sad, they might leave mad, they might, they just leave. And that's the way that this book works.
That's the way it works.
That's the way this truth works.
Yeah.
His people will have it, and others won't.
Mm-hmm.
They may for a little while.
Yeah.
And it's time to quit. If the Lord Jesus Christ is not enough for you, the problem is with you.
Right.
That's
right.
The whole of the matter.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Now, manna was the type. Christ is the fulfillment. Manna was promised and provided, and Christ was prophesied, and He came. And it was prophesied what He would do, and He did it. And it was prophesied what would happen after He did it. And it happened. And it's prophesied now that He's coming again.
Yeah.
And He is.
Amen.
Christ was unknown, unrecognized, and a mystery to the very people He came to.
Right.
And this manna, when it came, He said, hey, what is it? That's what it's the what is it. Christ now, right now, is unknown, unrecognized, and a mystery to those who are without the life of God
yeah.
in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's sheep or goats.
Mm-hmm. Right, sheep or goats.
If you don't have the life of God in you, if he has not given you life,
right.
you're not going to know.
Yeah.
We were driving up the road and Earl quoted that scripture, "He that liveth and believeth in me has everlasting life." And he pointed this out. Guess what came first in that little statement there? Liveth.
Right. Liveth first.
And believeth.
Right.
But liveth comes first
Amen.
Before believeth.
Amen.
And if you love the man, you know that. We are elect, chosen from the beginning through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Living and believing. And living comes first, and then you believe. Christ told these Jews that had followed him, about out of time here.
You go ahead, I'll take that.
Our fathers, this is what they told him, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. It is as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread
yeah.
from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
Yeah.
For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you want to make that everybody in the world go right ahead? You're wrong if you do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just Jews only.
No.
All of his people out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The bread from heaven comes down and will give them life.
Yeah.
Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Well, you know, there are some people who live in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they understand.
That's all.
And it never changed a word that Christ preached.
Right.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Yeah.
And if you don't have ears to hear, don't worry, I wasn't talking to you anyway.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
What's the parable say? About the parable. What did he say? I speak in parables so that some won't understand. They won't understand. And guess what? He was right again. They don't. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will. You want to know what the will of God is? Here's what Christ said about it. And I'll take him over any preacher in the country or in the world.
Yeah.
This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I believe that's a prophecy from the Son of God, from the Christ of God, and I believe it's true. He told Thomas, and I mentioned this last week, he told Thomas, he said, Thomas said, I'm not going to believe until I can stick my finger in his hand, in his side, and touch his, put my finger in his palms, and Thomas pretty much spoke his mind about what was going on. You'll see in a couple places. But Christ appeared to him. He said, "Here, Thomas, touch me and see." What happened? He hit his knees. Right then and there. He didn't try to touch him. He could have. Christ invited him to. But he didn't need to. And he told Thomas, he said, "Because you've seen me, you believe. Have you seen him?" Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. But he told these right here in John 6, "You see me, but you don't believe." Wonder what the difference is. I believe it's Christ. I believe it's life from God, from Christ, the Holy Spirit coming in and dwelling in the believer. Dwelling, living, giving life from God. And you will believe. You will hear his gospel, the gospel of your salvation, that it's already taken place. He has obtained eternal redemption. He has sanctified us. He has perfected us. And you will believe him. And you will believe him every day. And you will still love the manna. And those that loathe the manna, they'll go. They have and they will. And I can't help them. Because all I got is manna. If you loathe the light bread, I got nothing for you. There were those who loathed Christ to his face and walked away and left. And he didn't try and stop it. He didn't try to explain anything. He didn't. Okay. He turned and looked at his disciples. "You guys going too? You leaving?" Peter answered. And Peter answered correctly. "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." And that will keep you. He will keep you. But that will keep you when the sun's hot. And it is, can be withering. But if you've got the root, if you're on the foundation, you can stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. You can do it. He'll see to it. Put on the whole armor of God. Whose armor is it? It's his. Well, that's good, because that means it'll work. And it also means I don't have to. I can rest in his work. And he'll cause me to stand and give me the strength. It's all of him. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place. But most of all, thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption, and our life is in him. And he ever liveth to make intercession for us, and he's very good at it. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us and to us, and what you shall do for us and to us. In Christ's name we pray.